let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. It was August 1968. 9-year-old Antonia Martin was enjoying the last day of summer camp in Bohemia, Czechoslovakia, when she was awakened by hundreds of planes soaring overhead. The Russians had officially invaded. And the gripping narrative, the drama, the book, Bohemian Daughter's Family Quest, Antonia chronicles her journey after her mother and stepfather kidnapped her, took her to Australia to escape the war, never telling her biological father. While detailing how they all embarked on a new life, she also began what would become a 27-year search to find her father, only to lose him to cancer just a year after they are reunited. Throughout her moving story, Antonia reminds all of us that no matter what our challenges in life are, we are strong enough to endure. Antonia Martin, author of Bohemian Daughter's Family Quest, joins us from Australia on This Week in America. Antonia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you very much.
What a truly remarkable story, what you went through. It's a fascinating story, what you went through and how you got through all of this. And it's a story of motivation for pretty much all of us. Let's talk briefly about what the book is about, and then we'll get through some of the areas I mentioned in the beginning. We get so much happened, so much brutality that you witnessed at an early age. Talk, give us a little bit of background on the book and why you decided to write this story.
The background on the book is I was a 9-year-old child and I witnessed the brutality of the communist Russians, including killing my teacher right in front of me by shooting her in the head. Then I witnessed brutality in the Prague city itself by the Russians, tanks, guns. And the Czech people are very, very... Well, we're a peaceful nation, and it just came out of nowhere. We didn't expect anything. We weren't told. All these tanks came, planes, and shootings. It was horrific, and it has stayed with me all my life. But as a 9-year-old child, I was then taken out of my beloved Prague by my mother and stepfather, and yes, they did kidnap me. They told my father, my biological father, that they would take me to Vienna to visit my auntie. Well, they took me to the other side of the world. And I knew from a very early age that the stepfather was not my father. He was a brutal, evil man. And what I endured in Australia, I had no childhood. I was abused on many, many levels. My mother treated me like a slave. I had to buy my own textbooks, my own uniforms. And I started work at the age of 14, and that entailed me to be able to travel at the age of 18 to Tahiti. But getting back to the book, yes, we arrived in Australia in December 1968. It was hot. It was humid. It was a new country, new language. I was frightened. I was scared. I was sick because of the heat, and we were then put into a detention center, whereby, again, it felt like a prison because of all the high walls yes. and the fences, and we had to spend 6 months there. After that, we got a house in Stratfield in Sydney, and I started going to school, and that's my life began in Australia. I was able to travel again more and more and more because I worked and saved my money, and travel is my greatest passion outside of books, which is the second passion.
Well, it's such a gripping story, and I want to go back because these visions, and you describe them in the book, and you're 9 years old, almost like they happened yesterday. I mentioned summer camp. Let's go back in just a second and just imagine what Antonia is going through at this point. The bus has stopped. Russian soldiers come on, and your teacher in front of you gets dragged out by her hair and shot and killed right in front of you. How can you live with that? How difficult is that?
Rick, I can't. I have post-traumatic stress disorder to this day because of it. I can't live with it. I still have nightmares to this day. It was right in front, not only me, but all my other classmates. A busload of kids, and seeing their beloved teacher shot and just The Russian soldiers just laughed and walked away. They thought it was hilarious.
It's just so, you know, brutality is sort of underselling what you went through. I mean, just to imagine, and you do such an excellent job of giving this vivid description like it happened yesterday. So obviously it still is with you. The book, by the way, Bohemian Daughters, Family Request by Antonia Barton. That's Antonia Barton, Barten. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have that you deal with, and then you're taken from your beloved Prague to Australia. Talk about that, not your biological father. You talked about the issues you had with your mother, who at one point says to you, you're a mistake. I didn't have a pill at the time, or you wouldn't have even happened. I mean, trying as a child to absorb that as well as everything else in your life.
Yes, Rick, it was hideous. I have never had a relationship with my mother, which is extremely sad, extremely sad. I don't know why my mother didn't love me. I have no idea. But we had no relationship, so, yeah, I grieve for that as well.
She called you an inconvenience, a hindrance, and yet through all of this, you still keep going forward, attempting to find your biological father. Talk about that and what all you went through. It took several decades for you to find him. What was that like? And boy, you didn't give up, did you? You were going to find him.
That's my motto, Rick. Determination.
Yes.
Endurance. And, yeah, never, ever, ever give up. I started writing to my father when I was approximately 13 years of age. I did have an address from my mother, but I had no idea if my father would have got the letters at all. But I kept writing them and writing and writing, and I wouldn't stop. When I was about 27 years old, something made me buy a one-way ticket to London, sell everything I had, bought a 4-litre backpack, packed everything I had left, and I started off my adventure to London. I stopped at Los Angeles on the way, and then to London. I travelled all around Europe, to Canada, literally everywhere, and I absolutely loved it. But little did I know that journey was going to reunite me with my father. And please, keep in mind, I had no idea how and when it was going to happen. I had a phone call from a man in London with an accent. He asked me to come and see him, that he's got news about my father. I thought he was my father. He said, no, sit down. Your father's got all your letters, all of them, and he loves you and he wants to see you, but you still can't go in there because the Russians have been ousted out of Czechoslovakia. So we have to wait, but come and see me again. And the closer it gets, I'll help you to get to Prague. Well, it happened. It happened approximately when I was about 29. I bought a ticket to Prague. I flew into Prague. And my dad knew what I looked like. I didn't know what he looked like. And it was just, it was overwhelming. It was like winning Lotto. Yes. I felt like a billionaire.
That's such a touching story, and you do such an excellent job. We feel like we're there with you on this search and what you go through when you see your father. Our guest is Antonia Barton. That's Antonia. Barton is Barten. The book is Bohemian Daughters, Family Quest. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, and you will be there with her as you go through this very touching reunion and what happens. And then what, like a year later, you lose your father to cancer, but you had that, I'm sure you cherished that 1 year, that 1 year that you were allowed to spend with him.
Absolutely, Rick. Absolutely. At least I had that year with him.
Yes.
Many people go searching for their lost loved ones and they have passed away. At least I had the chance to get to know my father, and it was amazing. I travelled backwards and forwards from London to Prague every fortnight. I spent all my free time with my father. We got to know each other. We went to places. We had an amazing time. But I believe that my father was hanging on. I believe he was sick for a long time, but he knew that I was coming as much as I knew I would see him, and he hung on and hung on, and then he let go.
You know, it's interesting because you can sort of sense that this is your mission in life, is to find him. And it, he shared that, and his mission was to find you. This was a reuniting that took years to happen, but it is so touching as you go through all of that in Antonia's book. She, 9 years old, experience witnessed the communist Russian invasion, occupation of the Czech Republic. It's all in her book. The book is so well done. What do you hope readers take away? It's a bit of history. It gives us insight into what happened there. You read in a history book, and it's just stories. Now we can put a face to the stories as we're reading about this barbaric time in history. But it's encouragement for others. What do you hope that people get as they read Bohemian Daughters, Family Quest?
I would like... My motivation was to write the book to help people who may have been in a similar situation, i.e. refugees, misplaced loved ones, family, moving from a different country. It's traumatizing. It's terrible. But what I hope for the readers to get out of this is, no matter how difficult it is, if you hang on, you will get there eventually, and you will be blessed, and you will get so much more back. Just hang on. It's hard, but just hang on.
It is difficult, and to know what all you went through throughout all these phases of your life. Were there times when it was real difficult and it would have been pretty easy just to say, okay, I've had enough?
That's correct, Rick. I did more than once. I just wanted to give up, but something inside me kept saying, Sonia, Antonia, keep going. You will get there. As I said, I have no idea where my father was, how I was going to find him. I knew he was in Prague somewhere. But at night, I just opened the window and I just looked at the stars and I prayed. And as I said, when I reached 27, something said, sell everything you have, buy a ticket and go. And that's what I did. And as I said, I finally found my father. And it was the most amazing thing ever.
The book by Antonia Barton, that's A-N-T-T-O-N-I-A. I'll spell that out a couple more times. So if you're putting that in the internet, doing a search to try to find information and the book is Bohemian Daughters, Family Quest. And we'll have all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So much to the story, yet I'm sure it's sort of just touching the surface of your life, your thoughts, what all you've done, the successes that you have. Will there be a sequel to your book?
Rick, I am going to do a sequel, but I think the world has had enough of sadness, trauma, with this hideous COVID-19. I am going to do next a children's book, which is based on a Bohemian folklore legend. And it's a beautiful, beautiful fairy tale.
Interesting.
It's called The Three Princesses, The Princess of the Moon, the Stars, and the Sun.
I am anxious for you. How are you coming with that? Are you getting close to being able to publish?
I haven't started writing it yet.
Oh.
We've only got this book together recently because of the COVID. There's been a lot of... As you know, people working from home, it's just been a mess. So I am going to start on the children's book. There's going to be a lot of artwork in it that's going to be absolutely beautiful. I'm sure children and adults will love this story. I'm going to put my spin on it, and probably a little bit more modern, but the story is still there, and it is a beautiful story.
Boy, the time is going by so quickly on our program, and I'm so anxious. You were describing that, and I thought, oh, good, maybe she's done with this, and we can talk about it in a couple of weeks. And Antonia does such a wonderful job in writing, and this is something Inglation went writing at a very early age. You've really enjoyed doing that and excelled at that. And talking about where you've come in your life, just briefly, what you're involved in, you've got an IT diploma, you're involved in IT work now. You've really had a successful life of traveling and a love of theater as well.
Absolutely, Rick, and I've done amateur theater every time I go to Prague, which is as much as I can, my family and I go to the opera, the theatre. I absolutely love it. I love museums. I love galleries. I love history, especially architecture. And Prague is full of the most amazing architecture you could ever seen. I love books, always have. This is my first book, and I was encouraged to write this book by my family and friends. And it was scary at first because Antonia is putting her life on the line and showing it to the world. But I'm glad I wrote it, and I really hope that my readers enjoy it. And it helps them if they're going through any sort of trauma, sadness, whatever it is. And let's face it, this COVID-19 is a terrible thing.
Yes.
And this hits home, this communism, because I experienced communism and it is downright evil.
You've touched so many people in a positive way reading the reviews. I mean, you really have reached out and you've connected. You resonate with people. And I think the big reason is your honesty in telling your story. But that, I'm sure, came with an emotional price for you. How difficult was it for you to totally open up?
Very difficult because, as you can imagine, a lot of ghosts came out of the woodwork. There was, yes, a lot to deal with, but I got it out, and it actually helped me writing this book. But yes, it was rather distressing at times, sad. I cried. I still miss my father. I still grieve for him. But writing the book did help me in a way.
You know, it's interesting, and I've got a couple minutes, but I want to ask you about the role of family. So often we zip through life so quickly and we sort of take family for granted. In reading your book, it sort of puts back in focus the positive aspects of family. How important is family to you, and would you share that with people?
Extremely important, Rick, extremely important. We have dysfunctional families like I had, and we have the functional ones. Every family has something to contribute to their communities and to the world. The functional families, they will get involved in community work, in their kids' schooling, etc. So they're contributing all the time. The dysfunctional ones, they need a bit of a hand, and I won't judge them, and I can't, but they need a bit of a hand. But families are extremely important because the bottom line is you only have one family in this life. Cherish them, especially a good family. Don't take for granted. They're a blessing. And children are a blessing, and they need to be raised properly. They need to be cared for. They need to be educated. And basically, family is a cornerstone of all communities in this world.
Well, and you bring that home in your book. And boy, the time has gone by so quickly. And I know several of the things that we just touched on, that loves of your life, theater and books, a goal of yours is to get to the United States, go to New York, attend a Broadway play, have a book signing there. So you're going to, you know, come up with all of those you're going to do in one trip. Hopefully things will work out so you can get here, see Broadway. Love to get back to New York and see Broadway myself. And having a book signing in New York City, hopefully that will happen for you and for the rest of the world real soon, that we'll be able to go out and to safely travel. And it's been such a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Rick, thank you very much. You've been very, very kind, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, I've enjoyed having you on the program. I'm going to give you all of the information now. Antonia is A-N-T-T-O-N-I-A, Barton, B-A-R-T-E-N. You don't have to write all this down because we'll have it on our website, so you'll find it there. The name of the book is Bohemian Daughters, Family Quest. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, link on at our website. And Antonia's website is bohemiantruestory.com. So you'll get all the information there, and look forward to a sequel at some point, the children's book that will be coming out, and so much more. Antonia, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe there in Australia, and hopefully we'll see each other in New York at some time and go to a Broadway play.
That'll be fantastic, Rick. I look forward to it. You keep safe too, love. I know the United States is absolutely swamped in this virus again, and just keep safe, and I just pray that it goes away soon.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And once again, Antonia Barton, our guest, Bohemian Daughters, Family Quest is the book. Information on our website, back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.